Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For all those people that might be unfamiliar with my voice, my name is Peter Mingles. We started Building Fortunes Radio at the tail end of 2012, beginning part of 2013, so we could have a great voice to talk about really cool things relative to home-based businesses. Many times, related to network marketing or MLM companies. We talk about affiliate marketing programs. We talk about a lot of that stuff online, and also those independent thinkers that want to talk about a whole bunch of other stuff as well. On this specific radio segment, this one is for George Madu. George is a good friend of ours. He owns the digital magazine called thenetworkmarketingmagazine.com. So it's a real easy domain name to remember. TheNetworkMarketingMagazine.com. Like, what else would you call it? So you go to TheNetworkMarketingMagazine.com, and you'll see all the cool things that George has done over the decade plus that he's been running TheNetworkMarketingMagazine.com. Well, we were just speaking a little bit before our radio shows, and many times George has a special guest that he brings on, and we're talking about a lot of stuff with all the special guests that he has. But I think today he's got a special guest today, and I'll let him introduce his special guest. So, George Madu, thanks for being here on your own radio show.
Well, thank you, Peter. And I'm very excited about this guest because I speak with him every single week. We have collaborated together, not only in the radio show, but we are both board members of an organization called the SNA. And he will talk a little bit about that. And my guest today is the one and only Peter Mingles.
Holy cow, what a surprise.
Thank you for being on my show. I'm just so used to you being, you know, the announcer and everything else. But I really wanted to take the opportunity for you and I just to have a conversation, because the two of us really run a parallel path. And that parallel path is a tremendous heart for the home-based business owners, and specifically network marketers. And you're, as you quite often put it to so many other people, you're one of the good guys. And I'm just so thrilled that when we started this almost a year and a half, this show, and you asked me to make a commitment for 6 months. Well, a year and a half just flew by, and I've really enjoyed working with you and bringing on some great guests that our listeners got just a tremendous amount of information and direction from. And I just thought, well, it's time that our guests got some information and direction from you, Peter.
Excellent. Well, thanks for allowing me to be your guest on this radio show. So we talk about a lot of stuff, and when we talk about a lot of stuff, many of you, our Building Fortunes Radio listening audience, could probably listen in, because we're two older gentlemen, meaning we've been around for a while. We've heard lots of different things, and part of George's advantage is because he runs a magazine, a lot of things that George would not know are put in front of him on a regular basis. Like, literally speaking, when you run a magazine, whether it's digital, print, whatever it might be, and you're like George Madu, everything comes your way. So you get super educated really quickly from stuff that you had no idea, because you don't find it, it finds you. Everybody's submitting an article, you're talking to different people. Everybody on their planet is probably pitching you their deal, because they say, George, you know, with your resources, you could just imagine what you'd be like. You know, you could really slam this thing out of the park, you know, that kind of a thing, as if you don't do anything else. So we kind of get it. So you might have been involved in the business for a while, but really you're like 1,000 years old when it comes to experience, because every article, like you said, before we got on this radio show, you've read all the articles that go into your magazine, and you've talked with probably almost every leader that is significant over the last decade plus, and you're really knowledgeable about a lot of things that you would have never known about otherwise. And I'm a little bit like the same way, because we've been involved in the lead generation business. What do people need? They need leads. So we talked to a lot of people. Because I've been on the board of the MLMIA and the SNA and the ANMP and a few of the other ones, and associated with Nikki Kiahoho, which you kindly brought on our radio show, look at all the exposure that I've had on being a board member as well. So not just like you, a publisher, you're also someone of authority, so you get a chance to double bang it. So you know a lot about a lot of things, the good, the bad, and the ugly. People tell you things that they would never tell anyone else, and I'm kind of like in the same boat more or less. So we both have, even though, you know, we might be X amount of years old, when it comes to our level of exposure, we're literally thousands, and I say this playfully but sincerely, we're thousands of years old if we weren't in the position that we're in, because it would take you that long to kind of gather this much information. So when we run across this stuff, and then you say, so how could you then be positive about, you know, MLM or working from home, you know, after knowing as many things as you need to know about? And the answer is, George, I'm probably more passionate about it today than ever before. And that may sound cliche-ish because, you know, my background has been in direct sales. So there's never been a better day than today to make your next sale. But the reality is I really do think that it's better positioned now for people to be actively involved in a home-based network marketing or MLM company or affiliate program than ever before. And we could talk about some of those reasons why. But I kind of set it up. I'll let you comment on anything that I just mentioned.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I am so wildly excited about this industry that I've been in for decades. And you're right. The magazine is definitely a decade plus. It's exactly 15 years old. And we started a training program, a success program, right? And the reason for it was it allowed us to cull through the great content of over 3,000 articles that have been contributed by over 200 authors. Some of the legends in our industry, like Zig Ziglar and Jim Rohn and Dennis Waitley and Tom Bigal Schreider and on and on and on. But what I say, person asked me, well, you know, should I read every one of your articles in the magazine? I said, God, no. I mean, what a waste of time. 3,000 articles. The reason why it's digital and not print is because we were from the very beginning, back in 2005, able to sort by all sorts of things, by favorite author. I mean, Jim Rohn is the second most prolific writer. If you love his stuff, I mean, he has shown up well over 100 times in the magazine. If you're weak in prospecting, for example, there's over 200 articles that touch upon prospecting. I even, you know, say don't read all 200. I mean, if you want to read two a day for 100 days, I guess you could do that. But what we've done is we've plucked it out, and like you alluded to, and what we talked about before we got on today. I'm just finishing looking over the next month's issue, and so I'm the only one that's ever read every single article. And believe me, Peter, I'm not brilliant. I'm not, ask my wife, ask my kids. I'm not brilliant. But you can't read 3,000 articles without picking up a lot of information. And so it's exciting. And just like you said, there's no time like we're in today that's so exciting to be able to get involved in a home-based business. Because a home-based business today represents not only financial freedom, it represents time freedom, it represents freedom with your family. And the majority of people out there working today, they don't have those things. And we have them. And so that's one of the reasons why we started the 27% of Success system on the site yestomysuccess.com. So what we've done is we've gone ahead and we've created, you know, a microcosm of the 3,000 articles, and in a way to be able to walk a person down a pathway to learn from the best of the best in bite-sized pieces. So, yeah, that's it.
Perfect. We're going to do this. We're going to take a little commercial break because I have a little story to tell that kind of encapsulates this whole thing as well. As we get started, we'll be right back. You're listening to Peter Mingles and George Madu.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLead.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, networklead.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networklead.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. Networklead.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back. Peter Mingles here with George Madu. I am a guest on George Madu's The Network Marketing Magazine radio show. We do this every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern. So for those people that want to hear other ones, if you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/TNMM, we don't make you have to write it out, The Network Marketing Magazine. If you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/TNMM, you'll be able to hear this as well as the previous radio shows. And I know George puts links to this radio show on his website as well. So make sure you check him out, get some great information. Prior to our radio show today, I had a situation happen that will encapsulate a lot of the reasons why I think today is, or why home-based businesses, specifically network marketing companies, are so important today. George and I were doing a Zoom meeting on something, and I was sharing my screen, and a chat popped up from one of our websites, and it was a gentleman that had a couple of questions. And since I was doing the Zoom meeting with George, I said, if you can give me 10 minutes, I'll call you back. So I called the gentleman back after I hung up with George. This gentleman, I'll just identify, his first name is Floyd. So when I call Floyd back, he was interested in doing some stuff with us that we do on our business loans. So that part has nothing to do with network marketing. But to George, I'm sorry, when I spoke to Floyd, Floyd was the perfect candidate on why home-based businesses specifically right now were perfect. So let me just explain his situation. He wanted to work for us on the business loan side because he wanted to do something where he's going to be able to work from home. He also happens to have, he's in his early 50s, but he has two forms of cancer. And although he's going through chemotherapy, he's not so sure if he's winning the battle. And when I started to speak to him and he started to explain to me a little bit more about why he was considering working with me on the other side of my life, he was telling me the reasons why he was very serious. He has a 12-year-old son. He wants to be able to leave a legacy behind for his 12-year-old son. So he's asking me some questions about, you know, our stability, the stability of the company, blah, 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 all this other stuff, because he was hoping to be able to leave something behind for his son. Now, I had asked him about something. He would talk about coronavirus, and he had said something about his biggest challenge is making sure he doesn't get sick. So he's doing some things to make sure he's building up his immune system. Now, some of you are probably listening in and say, oh, my gosh, there are so many connections there towards building a home-based business working from home. It's scary. Like, if I could say, give me, like, 12 data points on why this might be perfect for him to be building a network marketing company, the answers are several. So for those people that maybe need a little bit of help, let me give you, like, one of them. The guy can probably not work outside of his home anymore. He's bound to work from home. How many people do you know that might be bound to work from home for one of many reasons? Number two, I was talking to him about nutritional supplements and, you know, things that he could possibly be on, including even stuff like vitamin C and finding the right form of vitamin C. And this I was educated by a gentleman friend of ours. His name is Jean-Luc. Jean-Luc and I do a radio show on Friday nights, and Jean-Luc is really big on health and nutrition, and we probably all wouldn't know about health and nutrition if it wasn't for network marketing. So that's where a lot of people get their education. So education maybe might be able to save his life. That's not a medical claim. I threw in the word maybe. So the reality is who knows? But the bottom line is education is always going to be the first step. So I started talking to him a little bit, and I started to mention to him about some of the nutritional supplements. What is the biggest single reason why most people wouldn't take the product that might be recommended for them that might help them? If you ever thought about it, what is the single biggest reason why people won't do it? It's the money. It's the money. And why won't they get their family members on it and everybody else that's important to them? Because it's the money. It's they just can't afford it. Sometimes they're a little bit pricey. Sometimes they're outside of the maybe discretionary income. Well, in a network marketing company, you can share with your friends who might share with their friends who might share with their friends, and the commissions that you generate through those orders are going to help you get as much product as you want for free based on how many people you share. Network marketing is probably the simplest path that I know to free products. Now, what's free? My definition of free is if your expenses are offset by your income and you have more income than you have expenses, those products are free. So that's the promotional definition of free, not necessarily the government's definition of free, maybe not Webster's definition of free, but if you're making enough by sharing it with enough people that pay for your product, isn't that free? And the answer is, well, kind of, yeah, you're using that money to be able to pay for these products. So as a result of that conversation, you start to think about this, George. Network marketing would help this gentleman. He's going to have some good days. He's going to have some bad days. Number two, he's going to be able to have the source of great products that might be able to help him with either the chemotherapy and the side effects of the chemotherapy, or maybe even replacing some of the aspects of chemotherapy. Next, who's going to be working for him when he's not working? Who's going to be working for him when he's not working? The answer is maybe his downline. They're doing it for their reasons. He can have an ascending asset, grow their business for him, even when he's having a bad day. Is it willable? Can you give it to someone? Well, his 12-year-old son is too young to be able to run the business, but I'm sure he could will the business away to a trust fund that would have the kid in there, or will the business away to somebody else in his family to be able to make sure that growing income is going to be able to help that 12-year-old kid. So that happened to me just before this radio show. So George and I had a conversation, done on a Zoom meeting. I told this guy I got to call him back. I told George I got to call this guy back before our radio show. And this guy shows up as, in my opinion, one great example of all of the reasons why network marketing, home-based businesses, the products behind many of them, could really make a very big difference in this gentleman's life. And I didn't go over all the data points on the reasons why it might, but George, I'll let you comment on my little story right from there.
No, it's perfect. It's perfect. And those situations, maybe not as tragic as a person going through a cancer and the treatments, but I mean, there are situations similar to that everywhere. I mean, you don't have to, if you live in Philadelphia, you don't have to be searching for somebody, your business in San Diego. More than likely, all you have to do is walk down your block. And there are situations that prevalent that you've described, Peter, that people need what we have. And it's funny, this coming month's issue is about listening. And these are some great articles. I'm not saying it because I wrote them. I didn't write any of them. These articles really strike home because people will tell you, if you're listening and if you're present in the conversation, people will tell you what they need. You don't have the answer to what they need, but with the right questions, you know, it's, you know, not unusual to be able to find a lot of people that are prospects, not only for your product, but also your business opportunity. Now, you also mentioned one more thing about Floyd, and that was, you know, there was some fear. You know, I assume that, you know, this is his first look at as far as a home-based business. And that was one of the things that came out of the 27% of success system, because of the sequential pathway that we walk people down. And it's in four groups. And those four groups, and it's done in bite-sized pieces, 90 or 100-day chunks, right? And the first one is launching your business. That first segment takes the fear factor out of somebody that doesn't have the experience of being in business for themselves. Peter, you and I are like serial entrepreneurs, you know, but we have to remember that people aren't like us. And so they need to be walking down a pathway, having their hand held. Second group is the four in this training program is getting the word out, or social media. All right. Getting the word out is what it involves is between those two areas is relaunching your business. So this isn't only for somebody that just started on their home-based business that never launched their business successfully. All right. And they're reaping or not reaping the rewards they're looking for. They're reaping the rewards because of not being properly prepared in launching their business. We are in the third area. We're in the leadership development business. We're not in the nutritional business or the travel business or the skincare business or the beef jerky business. We're in the leadership development business. That's where a large amount of money is made in network marketing, is being the leader and creating leaders. And then once you end up getting to that very successful area, we have a segment that touches upon legacy, because you talked about this gentleman's son. Well, that's what he wants. He wants to leave a legacy for his son. And so what you've done in walking him down that pathway is really a formula for every one of us can follow. And I congratulate you for that.
You know, you mentioned something that we can kind of expand upon, that walking down the block. So when you said that, I asked myself, huh, if I walked down the block that I live on, you know, left or right or across the street, and started to, quote unquote, knock on the door and think about the family that lives there, and if running a home-based business, either part-time or full-time, could be a solution to them in today's environment, the answer is almost every single one of them. It's a possible solution. So, like the guy across the street, Jim, he's got two young boys. They're graduating high school, George. They're going to be starting college. Will they have the same world that I had when they graduate from college? I'm not sure. I was competing against everybody, naturally, but a lot of people already kind of gainfully employed. If there was a college graduating or high school kid graduating now, who is he competing against? Graduating class and the class before him, but maybe 40 million people in the United States that are unemployed. And would he be going to into a job market where business is booming, where a lot of people are hiring? Maybe not in the career he went to school for. So that's just one example. If I went, you know, a couple of doors down, I might see one of my neighbors who is, you know, she's an elderly woman, she's totally set, but she loves to play tennis. And, you know, I'm sure that she's, I won't say how old she is, but she's older. And she's probably feeling, you know, arthritis and aches and pains and maybe even some memory loss and maybe, you know, all that sort of stuff. Could she deal with somebody with health and nutrition? Does she have the disposable income to be able to do that? Does she have a family like those grandkids that would probably need some of these things? I mean, if you really start to take a look at it, I know that people can rationalize just about anything, but without rationalizing anything, you could really see how running a home-based business with a network marketing company could fit into almost every situation in almost every household. Now, will it? No, we know that. Could it? You can probably make a case for almost every single neighbor that you have if you walk down the street. And whether you realize it or not, many of those people are probably thinking, what can I do? They're probably most consumed about what's going on with the economy, the environment, the coronavirus thing, their kids' future. There's probably a lot of people that are looking for the solution that you might be able to present to them. And you don't have to do the work for them. They'll gladly do the work themselves. So we only have a minute or so left. I'll let you comment on that, and then we'll wrap this up.
Well, again, you're absolutely right. And I'm glad you picked up on that walking down the street. Because, you know, I recently had somebody tell me that they are going to, now they lived on the East Coast, and they were going to fly to San Francisco and talk to their college roommate, their old college roommate, about the business that they're in. And the only thing I asked him was, have you talked to the people here in your own town? And he goes, no, but my roommate is really, really, I mean, he's a go-getter and everything else. And what I said to him was, before you start racking up expenses and traveling around, stay local, grow it local. You could always grow it globally, all right? But you are missing out on what's right underneath your nose. And so I'm glad you picked up on that, because it's critical. You don't need to have fancy, you know, ways of being able to attract people. I mean, even if you knocked on your neighbor's door that you've never knocked on before, so, you know, I live two doors down. And I've just made it a point to once a day knock on a neighbor's door to see if they're okay and see if everything's all right with what's going on. And just strike up the conversation and listen and be present with that neighbor. So, Peter, I so appreciate you being on my show on your platform, and this is great. We ought to do this like once a month.
Probably true. So we'll do this. We'll wrap this up one more time. If you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/TNMM, you'll be able to hear this show, maybe share it with some other people, and we'll speak to you next time on Building Fortunes Radio. Thanks, George. We'll catch you next time, everyone.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.